At colleges across the country, some 90% of student housing is now co-ed. Notre Dame and Brigham Young are among the universities that never followed that trend and stuck with single-sex housing. Now, the Catholic University of America thinks that's the way to go. The Washington, D.C. school is turning back the clock and returning to single-sex dorms. As Jacob Fenston reports, the university is fighting back against what it perceives as a culture of drinking and casual sex.
Universities started letting young men and women live in the same buildings starting in the late 1960s. In 1970, a Breathless Life magazine cover story called Co-ed Dorms an Intimate Revolution. Now it's become too intimate for some. Catholic University President John Garvey says co-ed housing fosters a culture of hooking up and binge drinking. In making his decision, he looked to a time before the revolutions of the 60s, actually before Christ.
Aristotle suggests in the Nicomachean Ethics that you need to live a virtuous life to point you in the right direction.
Garvey announced the move in a Wall Street Journal op-ed where he acknowledged it was slightly old-fashioned.
I think it's countercultural for a university like ours to say that it's part of our business to concern ourselves with the development of our students in the practice of virtue as well as in their intellectual faculties.
Garvey also cites a 2009 study that found students in co-ed dorms are twice as likely to binge drink and have multiple sexual partners.
A lot of people will ask me, you know, so is your research saying we should just get rid of co-ed dorms? And I don't think that's what the research is saying.
Brian Willoughby authored the study. He's a professor at Brigham Young University. He says his work suggests universities should be making policies based on research and evaluation, not just student preference. But so far, the research in this field isn't conclusive. David Anderson, a professor at George Mason University, says co-ed dorms can improve student behavior. He's been studying drugs and alcohol on college campuses since 1979, and he says co-ed dorm mates look out for each other, like brothers and sisters.
Co-ed residence halls have a moderating effect on particularly the males' drinking behavior.
He says administrators often attack the symptoms of campus alcohol problems, not the root causes.
To look at single-sex residence halls as halting behavior, it may simply be halting the location of behavior rather than halting the behavior.
I honestly don't think it's going to make a difference.
Megan Dever is a grad student at Catholic, but she's lived in both types of dorms.
I lived in a single-sex dorm my freshman year, and you have just as much exposure to the situations that he's trying to prevent.
But freshman Germinal Van thinks living with the opposite sex can be a distraction.
I mean, when we mix with students, they don't really focus on their work. The girls prefer to hang out with their boyfriend and vice versa.
Bridget Walsh just graduated. She says restrictions like this are par for the course at a Catholic institution.
Being a student here for the past 4 years, you get used to that very quickly. And sometimes it works out really well for the better, and sometimes it's kind of like you have to grin and bear it.
Next year, only freshmen will have to live in single-sex dorms. The new policy will be phased in 1 year at a time. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston.